This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away on assignment. In a few minutes, a Czech singer's musical journey leads her to Latin jazz. But first, film producer George Lucas built Skywalker Ranch, his Northern California creative retreat, 20 years ago. Now he's built another one in San Francisco. He's taken over a former military base, the Presidio, and created the Letterman Digital Art Center. Thousands of Lucas's closest pals gathered there last weekend to get a look. Day-to-Day tech contributor Shenny Jardin has this report.
If Skywalker Ranch is symbolic of Lucasfilm's past accomplishments, George Lucas's brand new 865,000 square foot facility points to its future. And it's only fitting that a complex built on the multi-billion dollar Star Wars franchise would be introduced with a mini-movie of its own.
The Letterman Digital Art Center, a symbol for the technology of the future and the launching pad for the next wave of the digital arts.
This past Saturday, a star-studded crowd showed up on the grassy grounds to nosh on picnic lunches, then enjoyed live performances by the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Chris Isaac, and Boz Scaggs.
You better come on back to town.
Senator Barbara Boxer was among the political figures on hand. She says she remembers knocking on the door of Lucas's Marin County home when she first ran for county supervisor.
Some guys hang out at this house and say, do you know who lives here? It's this genius guy. He just did a movie called American Graffiti. It was 1972. And I said, that's nice. Will he support me?
Much has changed for Boxer since those early days, and much has changed for Lucas. He says the new site was designed to help his teams work together in ways they couldn't before. Built over a demolished hospital on this former military base, the look of the Lucas complex blends in with the historic white stucco buildings around it and shares their palette of red brick and terracotta rooftops. But the network running through its walls is pure future. A high-speed fiber optic link connects it with Lucas's legendary creative fortress, Skywalker Ranch, north of San Francisco, allowing different people to work on the same scene of a movie all at the same time. But creating the facility took time. Design and construction spanned more than 5 years.
Well, I worked on this in terms of the design of this and the writing of the screenplay of Star Wars at exactly the same time. And then when the bids went out and they were starting to do construction, I went off and shot the film. And now they're both finished at the same time.
The complex is surrounded by 17 acres of rolling grassland with trees up to a century old. While the grounds are open to the public, access to the building will be tightly secured. Lucas talked about this at a press conference on opening day.
Now that Star Wars is basically over in terms of the features, the pressure of security has dropped dramatically. I mean, the problem always is just having tourists come in and want to have their picture taken with Darth Vader.
Yeah. Thank you. Badges at this point.
And there are more than a few Darth Vaders to be found along the bone-colored hallways that wind through these buildings. At least six, a Lucasfilm representative said during a press tour on launch day.
So this is Building A, which has the dining commons, the fitness facility, LucasArts, and Industrial Light Magic.
C-3PO and R2-D2 are here, too, behind glass displays, along with antique filmmaking gadgets. But more current technology was on Lucas's mind that day. Saturday's unveiling took place just 2 days before the Supreme Court's landmark MGM versus Grokster decision on file-sharing technologies. The case prompted Lucas, a longtime proponent of all things digital, to reflect on technology's role in the economics of entertainment. Lucas said box office ain't what it used to be.
With the delivery of material on the internet, piracy is a huge factor. It's I think the single biggest reason why the box office is dropping. I'm not doing $100 million movies anymore because if you do smaller projects, you have a better chance of surviving.
Lucas hasn't walked away from big features yet. The first projects to be worked on at the Letterman Digital Art Center will include sequels to Harry Potter and Pirates of the Caribbean, as well as The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But George Lucas says he won't be working here. He lives on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge and doesn't like the idea of a clogged commute into the city, so he'll remain based at Skywalker Ranch, where he's working on the Indiana Jones sequel and Red Tails, a feature about black fighter pilots in World War II.
And then I'm going to go off and write and direct my own little experimental films, which won't be involved in the company or anything. They won't have to take the hits on all my failures. They can continue to succeed.
For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.
For pictures from the new Letterman Digital Arts Center, go to our website, npr.org.